Saints wide receiver Kenny Stills with a big day today. A couple of touchdowns, 129 yards. Just honestly, how fun was it?
It's great. It's great to be able to go out there and play like that. Just continue to say it. You know, I give all the credit to offensive line and Drew and, you know, the other receivers. Because, you know, without them, it's not possible for me to be able to, you know, have some big catches and make the big plays that I did today. And just happened to be my number that got called today.
Take me through some of the bigger plays today. I mean, did you have a feeling as you lined up for the snap that this was going to be your time? Or did the play develop and say, whoa, here it comes?
Well, the first one is one of those kind of shot plays that we have up. And so, you know, it's one of those things your heart starts pacing a little bit more because, you know, the ball is potentially going to come your way. So the first one, yeah. And then the second one was more one of those Drew escaping the pocket and putting it up there and having some trust in me to make a play. And, you know, I thank him for that every time he does. I go over to him and shake his hand and say, you know, thank you for having confidence in me to make a play.
Take the crowd away and the uniform away and the whole nine yards. As many reps as you guys do together, you know, a veteran quarterback, Drew, and a young guy like yourself, does it feel similar game in practice now with the way that you guys are reading each other?
You know, I don't know if I can say that. You know, we just got to continue to work. You know, I'm still the youngest guy on the team, and, you know, I just take pride in making sure I get those reps every day after practice and making sure that he continues to build confidence in me.
Help me out. When was the last day you had a big day like this on a football field?
I have to go back to college at some point. Can't remember it. I try not to, you know, get too high on the high and too lows on the lows. So it's another game for us, and we've got to move on to next week.
But there are ones that stand out. Certainly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, games like beating Texas or when we beat Florida State. But, you know, I just, like I said, I'm not going to get too high on anything. And we got another game next week, so it's another opportunity for me to make more plays.
Offensively, you guys seemed to start a little slow and then just kind of kept cracking at it and cracking at it. When did you feel like things really started rolling in your favor on that side of the ball?
You know, I can't really think of a specific play, but, you know, I guess after I got in the end zone, Jimmy got in the end zone, we were just rolling. And I think that's all it takes for us. It's just one little spark, and then, you know, I feel like we're pretty hard to stop.
Do you feel like you're seven games in at this point?
No. It's flying by for me being a young guy. You know, I have no clue what I'm doing half the time. I'm running around with my head cut off. You know, I'm learning on the go, and I'm having a great time, and I just know other place I'd rather be.
Nice job.
Appreciate it.